Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the Desk of Dennis Piller. The Whisper of His Calling. Psalm 17:5 says, "My steps have held fast to your paths. My feet have not slipped." I had a day recently that fell off the rails. I'm sure I'm not alone. I had an appointment across town that was only supposed to take an hour, and it took 3.5 hours of my day. I was pretty frustrated, and although I had brought a good book along, I was prompted to start calling an older list of people that had attended some of our men's meetings that we had not seen for quite some time. I was able to connect with some guys I hadn't seen in a while, but I found one who was very angry and bitter and had actually left the church. I tried to meet with him, but he was only comfortable on the phone. We spoke for over 30 minutes. And he shared with me how he had been hurt because some people had not followed up with him. He couldn't seem to make a connection and felt alone and stranded, and he left angry and bitter. I got to thinking about the purpose in the calling of all Christians. Our purpose is to make disciples of all men and bring glory to God, Matthew 28:18. But it's so easy to get caught up in our own lives. We're lucky that we have time to go to church on Sunday, and sometimes we don't even have time for that. In the middle of the frustration of my day that went south, the Lord gave me an opportunity to listen to an unction, to do something, and I had the opportunity to connect with a lot of people I hadn't spoken with for quite a while, many of them I had never met. Proverbs 16:19 says, "The heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps." I had a plan for my day, but God had a different plan and purpose. And as my calls continued, my coarse attitude was challenged as my heart was softened to that truth. I relayed that story to about 20 leaders in our courageous men's group. These are all men who lead a group of men at their table. But I thought it was important that I shared that sometimes someone can slip through the cracks. And although this gentleman didn't come out of our group, the truth of what happened still remains. He was able to connect with another church and another group, and he's happy and growing in his faith. But I was able to minister and pray with him to help resolve some of that anger and bitterness. I asked him what God had taught him through his experience. He was pretty quiet. I encouraged him to make it a part of his testimony, to commit to God to never allow that to happen in his own circle of influence. Each of us is called to make time to be friendly, to engage ourselves, and to make an effort to help people feel the love of Christ in our hearts through what we do. I'm not talking about standing on a corner handing out salvation tracts, but I am saying we should slow down enough so that we can hear these whispers of intent that come into our minds and hearts. We must learn to obey his urgings, and we will be blessed beyond measure. But that isn't the reason we do it, no more than the benefits and the blessings that come to us from tithing. Finally, I'm talking about taking the time to reach out to people, to be there for them, to make sure that they feel like they've been listened to. It could be as small as asking someone at church how long they've been coming and taking up a conversation. And speaking personally, too often in my life, I have not been ready for that call or the open door that the Lord put before me. I think about David, who went out to face Goliath with a slingshot and a few round stones. God tells us to use what we have in our hands, whatever that is, Exodus 4:2. Whatever we think we don't have, God has used every situation in your life to prepare you for the day that you're living right now. And you get to choose whether you're going to live for his glory in it and through it. If you're going to be obedient and step out and be about the things of God in a bigger way, if you're willing to take the two widows' mites, that little bit that maybe you hadn't seen you had, Or maybe you just never had enough heart to give and serve, and a whisper appears in your spirit to move, to give of yourself. It is God's grace flowing to you, to follow through and be an ambassador. Perhaps an unspoken prayer emerges. Lord, whatever I have, I'll give it to you. Use me. Have you ever had one of your children bless you by doing something for you or the family that just brought warmth to your heart and a smile to your face? I know our Father God is the same expression of joy and pride over us when we bless Him by blessing others. I can hear His voice from Joshua 1:3. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you. I pray today that you will get something out of this message, that God has a purpose and a calling for your life also. I am certain it is larger than you presently imagine. We have to remember that God didn't call the ready, He called the willing. He will provide everything you need. Trust in Him. The victory will come first in the spirit and in faith before you will see a material ovation of that. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Philippians 4:13. Just do it. I pray you make it a Jesus-filled day.